been last year. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, a little bit different goalies to some degree, but in terms of the calmness and like their, like you don't really get a ton of emotion out of their game or anything like that. They just kind of let it come to them and try to make it look as easy as possible. And obviously both those guys, when they, when they're playing their best, it looks pretty easy no matter how difficult it actually is. So
yeah, a couple more for you. You know, you hung in there. You're down 2-0 going to the third. I know it's an exhibition, we don't want to overanalyze it, but you get a big goal from Tyson Dick, who really played well tonight, didn't he?
Yeah Dicker was really good tonight. It was good to see.
Yeah, and then Daniel Lodge ties it. I think about half of your shots on goal tonight came from defensemen. Boy, if you can add some scoring from the back end, how much does that help, Kevin?
Yeah, that's just another, like, a little added bonus there if you can get some production out of your defensemen. Especially with the group of D we have, I don't think that's necessarily out of the question, but I think a lot of it's just going to come down to, I think, all five guys on the ice kind of working it out in the offensive zone and creating opportunities and everybody touching the puck down there. And obviously getting traffic in front of the net is something that I'm sure everybody in any level of hockey talks about, and that adds to an element of giving your D a little bit better chance to be productive in the offensive zone. So
yeah. And how much did you practice 5-on-3 penalty kill and 3-on-3 overtime before tonight?
There wasn't a ton of time just yet. Obviously that's something that it was great to get a little experience, you know, a little live ammo tonight against a different opponent. But yeah, something. And I mean, there's a lot of stuff from tonight that we still gotta clean up and gotta work on here moving into first regular season or regular games of the season anyways next weekend. So
yeah, I wasn't sure Finley was going to be able to get the bench if he had to change, but when the puck came free, he was more than willing to go get that, wasn't he?
Yeah, I found a second win there.
What a play. Wasn't that just amazing?
Yeah, and then, great move to take the goalie all the way across the five hole there, too, especially on a big goalie like that. So
yeah, well, that was fun. Looking forward to this all season long. Have a great year, okay?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. That's Kevin Murdoch, Badgers assistant coach. Wisconsin wins in overtime tonight, 3-2. We'll check scores from around the country and highlights to come. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
They produced yacht rock hits that defined an era. It's Ambrosia.
Your biggest part of me.
With special guest John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Soft rock that rocked the yacht. It's Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Must be 21 to attend concert.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
As far as exhibitions go, this was pretty entertaining, especially in the last 23 and a half minutes or so. Badgers rally against Omaha. We've got highlights coming up here in just a bit. First, we pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Back here in Omaha, highlights I mentioned coming up here in just a moment. Let's take a look at some other sporting events around the country. We'll start with Badger football, an impressive 52-6 win over Purdue. Boilermakers aren't that good. Badgers needed a win and got it in grand fashion as Tawee Walker had three touchdowns. Braden Locke threw for three. Badgers now 3-2, 1-1 in the Big Ten and play at Rutgers next Saturday at 11 a.m. Major League Baseball playoffs. Cleveland in their divisional opener beat Detroit 7-0. Mets scored five in the eighth and Philadelphia beat the Phillies 6-2 in game one. Yankees won their opener against Kansas City 6-5. And in the fourth inning in L.A., the Padres lead the Dodgers 5-3 in their series opener. Women's hockey, top-ranked Wisconsin, a 7-0 win at Boston College to sweep that series, outscoring the Eagles 14-1. Lacey Eden scored a couple of goals tonight, and Casey O'Brien, the Massachusetts native, had a goal and two assists. O'Brien reaching 200 points for her career, Mark Johnson's club 4-0. And home to play Minnesota Duluth next Saturday and Sunday with both games starting at 2 o'clock. Men's college hockey, non-conference tonight, Miami and Ferris State 3-3 in overtime. Second period, Arizona State a 2-1 lead at Air Force. 14th-ranked Massachusetts beat Bentley 5-4. Connecticut swept Colgate with a 6-2 victory. 12th-ranked Maine shut out to American International 6-0. Bowling Green a 5-4 win at Mercyhurst to sweep that series in Erie. St. Lawrence a 3-2 overtime win over RIT. Clarkson nipped Canisius 2-1. Top-ranked Denver playing at Anchorage tonight, no score. Also, Bemidji State in overtime, 1-18th-ranked Minnesota Duluth, 4-3. Michigan Tech, a 4-3 win over Northern Michigan. Dave Shyack is head coaching debut with the Wildcats. And third-ranked Boston University knocked off Holy Cross 5-2. Also, as far as Big Ten teams are concerned, Minnesota ranked 6th in the country, hosted 16th-ranked St. Cloud in an exhibition tonight. A Gophers 5-1 winners. Ohio State has an exhibition at home against Niagara tomorrow. Yesterday in an exhibition game, Notre Dame beat the National Team Development Program 5-2. Blake Biondi, a transfer from UMD, scored twice for the Irish. Penn State opening its season this weekend up in Fairbanks against Alaska. And two Big Ten games for real tonight. Michigan knocked off Minnesota State 4-1 to get a series split at Yost Arena. Freshman Michael Hage had a goal and an assist, while rookie Cameron Corpy stopped 24 of 25 shots for the Maize and Blue. And Michigan State completed a sweep in Sault Ste. Marie, a 5-1 win against Lake Superior State. Isaac Howard, who had a goal and an assist last night in a 2-1 overtime win, had two goals and a helper tonight. Trey Augustine with 25 saves. Former Badger Charlie Stramel, that is, had a helper for the Spartans, who start their 12th season in the Big Ten with a series sweep. Here are the Wisconsin Badgers opening their season with an exhibition game against Nebraska-Omaha. Omaha, a town in which Mike Hastings worked for 13 years as head coach and general manager of the USHL's Omaha Lancers, and then 3 years as an assistant coach here with Dean Blaze and the Mavericks. Returning here to get his team geared up for the regular season, which starts next weekend. Everybody but Simon Tassi played tonight. Tassi nursing a lower body injury. He should be good to go next weekend. But the Badgers came here wanting to get some practice, and they got some extra practice tonight. Here are the plays of the game. And now Castro. Oh, long-range shot by Daniel Lodge. Kukkonen may have gotten a piece of it in front. It goes near side post up into the top part of the net, and the Badgers tie the game with 7:19 to go in the third. They'll give that goal to Daniel Lodge. Puck on the stick of Ryland Mosley through the center circle. Weaves to his left in the offensive zone. Drop pass to Dick in and out of the glove of Radler. The big goaltender now back behind the net. Dick with a follow-up shot off the end boards. Falls over a man and put the puck in the back of the net. Out left side, now it's Gaven. 1:28 to go in overtime. LaPinta with it, throws a wild pass. Speeding after it is Finley. He's got a potential breakaway. Quinn Finley coming in right side on a backhand forehand. He scores! Quinn Finley in overtime. The Badgers win it 3-2.
Yeah, quite a finish here
in Omaha. The Badgers were down 2-0. It was scoreless after one, and then Tyler Rollwagon scored twice for the Mavericks. Even strength at 5:53 of the second period from Harrison Israels, and then on a 5-on-3 power play at 19:59 of the second with Dylan Grattan and Jacob Gaben getting helpers. 2-0 Omaha after two. The Badgers pulled within one on Tyson Dick's goal at 2:39 from Kyle Kukkonen and Rylan Mosley. Badgers tied it at 12:40 of the third when Daniel Lotch beat goaltender Kevin Radler with Christian Fitzgerald getting the lone helper. We went to overtime after the shots were pretty much even after three periods of play, 34 apiece. And then Quinn Finley, who was dog-tired in the defensive zone during the 3-on-3, got enough energy to beat the Mavericks to the puck at center. Cut in right wing to his left, got the goaltender down and put it between his legs. Finley, the game winner in overtime. The Badgers win here tonight 3-2. Wisconsin 38 shots on goal, Omaha 37. Both teams 4 penalties for 8 minutes. Wisconsin went 0 for 4 on the power play, had 8 shots on goal, had a little bit of time, about a minute of 5-on-3 hockey, but failed to score. Omaha went 1 for 4 on the power play, 8 shots on goal. They had a pair of 5-on-3s and did convert on one of theirs. Tonight, Tyler Rollwagon, I mentioned 2 goals and 4 shots on goal. He was the number 3 star of the game tonight, according to the PA announcer. The number 2 star was Wisconsin's Quinn Finley. The number 1 star was former head coach and associate athletic director Mike Kemp, who had the name or the rink dedicated in his honor here tonight. As far as goaltending, Simon Letkosi, their number 1 goalie a year ago, stopped all 16 shots he faced this evening. Freshman Kevin Radler was good. He made 19 saves, but he gave up 3 goals in 30 minutes and took the loss. Tommy Scarfone started for the Badgers, faced 7 shots in 20 minutes. William Grama played 20 minutes, gave up 2 goals. One was on a 2-on-1, the other a 5-on-3. Grama played well. And then Anton Castro, 23-plus minutes tonight, stopped all 13 shots he faced. I mentioned Daniel Lotch with a goal, 3 shots on goal. Tyson Dick had 6 to lead the Badgers. Freshman Ryan Botterill had 5 shots on goal. Quinn Finley had 4, including the game winner. And freshman Logan Hensler, plus 2 tonight, he had 3 shots on goal. Badgers blocked 9 shots compared to Omaha's 8 this evening, and the Badgers also won 37 of 60 faceoffs this evening. Best faceoff man for Wisconsin was Owen Bellenbacher, 6 out of 7. Owen Lindmark, 9 out of 14. So I also wanted to mention former Badger Sam Stang, couple of block shots, a shot on goal. He had 4 penalty minutes tonight. Zach Erdahl had 1 shot on goal as well. Mavericks will open their regular season next weekend in Las Vegas at the Icebreaker Invitational. They'll take on UMass and then either Air Force or Minnesota. Wisconsin's home next weekend to get the things going for real against the Lindenwood Lions. Face off Friday at 7 and Saturday at 6 o'clock. 5,456 fans here tonight to watch the Badgers beat Omaha to start the season. Final in this exhibition game, 3-2 in overtime. We'll wrap things up in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice, and for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication, or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
An exhibition win, 3-2 in overtime over the Mavericks. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Said it all for me. And that was, I wish I could remember who said it. Fear cannot coexist with gratitude, humor, and curiosity. Mm. And so I use a lot of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Not always appropriately, but I use a lot of humor. I focus a lot on what I can be grateful for. And I am trying very hard to be curious. I am legitimately curious about what this process is going to be like and what lies beyond.
And it says here that when you're singing or playing music,
yes,
your body doesn't hurt.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah.
It was such a gift. I noticed it early on, because early on there was quite a bit of pain. And when I was drumming, because I love drumming, I didn't hurt. And when I was singing, I didn't hurt. So I organized a group of friends to come over on Tuesday night and do jam sessions at my house, because when they were there, I didn't hurt.
Oh, wow.
And it was a good thing. I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's true. You know, I play drums, and sometimes, you know, even just when you have aches and pains, I'll say you start playing drums and you're into the song and you forget all about your aches and pains.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, there's something neurologically about that cross body movement.
Yeah.
When you're hitting the hi-hat with the right and the snare with the left.
There, right.
There's good stuff that happens in your body.
The joy receptors are turning off the pain receptors. It's quite magical.
Absolutely.
It was pretty cool.
If you want to call or be part of the conversation, ask a question for Kathy, you could do that. 844-967-2789. Call or text us right from the Civic Media app.
Well, let's get back to some music in the lair with Kathy Couture, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Now, we're actually listening to songs from your album, and the next song that you have for us tonight is called Time to Fly. What's going through your mind when you're writing this song?
Thanks for asking. Actually, Cancer Sucks and Time to Fly are from my first album, Transitions.
Oh.
The rest of the songs are from my second album, Amazing.
I see. Okay.
I was tricky with you guys.
See, here comes the humor. It's good.
Time to Fly was, I was thinking, you know, kind of getting a little model and thinking about my life and just kind of what it was like. And so when I started writing the song, it was really about being happy with who I am right now. And kind of the verses are kind of talking about the journey to get to that spot.
Yeah.
Sure where I'm going, didn't like where I'd been, but right in this moment, I like who I am. I used to smoke and drink and swear, I used to run around, looking for that perfect life. inside, the prison in my head. Accepting what is real, changing what I can, loving what I have, and grateful for what's been. Not sure where I'm going, didn't like where I've been.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media, live in the lair. I like that song, "Time to Fly," Kathy. It's a very uplifting song.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I like the song structure. I guess I like the chorus.
Yeah, it hits in the right way.
It does.
It does. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You know, your music, and it's so odd, like, how music can bring different people together. Beth Cayley, as we've been talking a little bit about her, she started to work with you to record what we've been listening to from your first album. And I recall hearing that you intended this to be a legacy album to give to your son. And then, obviously, he could listen to you whenever he wanted. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide you wanted to do that?
That's such an interesting question, and there's a couple different answers. Mm. One, I wanted to leave something behind. I wanted to leave a legacy. Two, I didn't want to be forgotten. And I wanted, in some way, for the music to give him comfort. After I passed.
Oh, wow.
Now I'm going to cry.
Oh, dear. Now, I'm assuming he's heard all of your music.
Oh, yeah.
And so what does he say? Oh, no.
And does he have a CD player?
You know, he collects old cars, and I'm not sure he does. But he says things that are hard for me to repeat because I'm kind of like, dude, come on. He says, wow, I can't believe my mom's part of the music scene.
That's so great.
You're amazing. You just decided to do this. How did this happen? You know, I listened to you sing in the car all these years, and I never knew you had it in you.
Oh,
I'm like, dude.
Yeah, obviously it has been there.
Because you're just my mom, and now you're doing these things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, cool.
And your CD is out and about now. Yeah. So how did that feel? And then obviously you've done a CD release show, so.
Well, that was the part I thought, okay, I'm gonna you know, with Beth, encouraging me, you know, we did the recording and had great people to work with. Michael Mood did the keyboards on Time to Fly. He was just amazing. And we did that, and I'm like, okay, good. I got this CD, you know, I'm done. And then they said, oh, no, you need to have a CD release party.
There's
and
always like, a follow-up.
Yeah. I was like, what? We have to do what? We have to do this in public? And so we did that at the Red Rooster. They were incredibly great about it. And meanwhile, I kept writing songs. And Beth said, I think we're going to have to do another one.
Yes.
Who else played on your first CD?
On the first CD, it was Beth Cayley on guitar, Dan Kennedy on bass, Jenna Jonas on drums. Okay. I mean, my God, the dream team.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
Michael Mood on keys on Time to Fly, and then Bob Manor contributed keys on the last...
After August.
Yeah, on the last song of the album, which was a song to my son, which I don't perform in public because I can't get through it.
Yeah. So
he did the keys for that.
That's awesome.
So you performed at Ladies Rock Camp. on stage, of course. But then you went, you did your first CD release party at the Red Rooster on stage, performing your own music that you wrote.
Yep.
That had to have been a very special moment for you.
Well, I was a wee bit stressed.
Yeah. But
a wee bit.
It went well, right?
It did. It was phenomenal. I learned through this process that I didn't think I would, but I really like performing. There's something about being on the stage, having the mic in my hand, and singing, and that connection with my bandmates and with the audience that is just the adrenaline, the dopamine, just it's
like healing energy.
Absolutely. Wow. Healing energy. That synergy is so positive, and nothing hurts.
Yeah.
Nothing hurts when I'm doing that. It's just phenomenal.
Even singing. Wow. So there's hope for other musicians besides drummers.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Kathy Couture, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song we're going to listen to tonight is a question, and it's called What Fills Your Soul? My answer, squirrels. They're always distracting me.
You have that look.
I'm a drummer.
Oh, gosh.
That explains it.
Oh, my.
What's this song about?
This one was just about, you know, how we let ourselves get distracted by a lot of things, material things, expectations, all of that. And the root question is really what is enough and what fills our soul.
Beautiful.
Live in a Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Sync on Civic Media. We are local music live in a Lair with Kathy Couture, and that song is "What Falls Your" or "What Fills Your Soul." That's my favorite song so far tonight. It's the third one we've heard, but it's my favorite one so far.
You've said that about the other one. I know, but I love that.
But what I like about this one is the band in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds, I mean, you lamed the superstars, Jenna Jonas and Dan Kennedy, and, you know, really good.
But somebody still had to write the songs, right? And put them together.
Well, what did you think about that lead guitar playing there in that song?
I like it. It was kind of a little bit of wah-wah pedal at one point, I think.
That was all Beth Keeley.
That was all Beth Keeley.
And she's not usually a lead guitar player. No, so how about that? You helped bring this out of her.
Wow.
Aha.
It's that synergy growth thing. It's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love it. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Now part of Compass. Check them out online at movetomadison.com. Also, thanks to Ignite Glass and Gifts here in Madison. Three locations, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And our friends over at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, you know, if you go see a Packer game there, you a green and gold game or whatever. If they score a touchdown, you can get a Jello shot. It's pretty cool.
And did you hear? She just whispered to me, the best cheese curds ever
The Lazy Oaf Lounge has some good food. Love that place. Check them out. North Stoughton Road here on Madison's East Side. You can check them out online, too, at LazyOafLounge.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show tonight, it's going to replay at midnight. And then tomorrow, Sunday at 6 to midnight. And, of course, overnight, too. And you can get the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com at any time. Coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, Shane Christopher Neal from Ontario, Canada, bringing that local music from the St. Catharines area. And then After Hours at 11 o'clock with Rob Roberts.
All right, Jimmy. You know, we're gonna talk about some quotes. I think that Kathy has some favorite quotes. One of my favorite quotes is, "Perseverance and confidence in your own abilities is all you will ever need."
Oh, I like that.
I do too.
I do too.
Wow.
Yeah, that's one of my quotes. You can even go on my Facebook. It's listed. There's a quote. What's on your Facebook?
Well,
what's your favorite quote?
I don't want to talk about Facebook right now because it will not let me change my last name back to
what it actually
is. So it's sort of a sore point right now. Okay. But I already shared one of my favorite quotes.
Yes.
The other one is, at the moment of commitment, the universe conspires to help you.
Mm.
And I've noticed that to be true.
Oh, wow.
When I'm all in on something, it all just kind of flows.
Kismet.
Yeah.
All right, Terry, you got one?
I have to look mine up, but mine is very much about the universe as well. So I wonder what that means. I have a plan, to take your life and make it a great story. Do you trust me?
Ooh. Ooh.
Who said that?
The universe.
Oh. Wow. When did they record that?
Well, sometimes you just got to go with it, right?
I like that. That was good.
Yeah. Trust in what is there. Yep.
I don't know if I have it on my, I don't think I have one of the quotes on my Facebook page where you're supposed to,
Do you have a quote you like, though, or something that sticks out?
Free belly rubs.
Oh.
That's my quote.
Free belly rubs are better than paying for belly rubs.
There you go.
You can pay for belly rubs?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's an option. It's a check. You just check it off.
Just in case
people
don't know.
And then you pay instead of getting it for free.
It's Jimmy K's business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I
see, Kathy didn't know.
No, radio people cannot see the look she just gave him.
It's not people, it's pets.
Oh.
She was thinking people.
It's a whole different spin on there, Jimmy K.
Yeah. You have to have a tail and be able to lick places that you can't when you're a human.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm glad.
I think we should walk away from this now.
Okay.
Oh, my
goodness. My other favorite quote is, rhetoric entraps the ignorant in the pleasure of the moment.
Oh, you are deep.
Well, I was a philosophy student,
I didn't know that.
I feel attacked.
All of a sudden. Wow. Okay, I love this conversation. All right, Kathy, I'm going to ask you now. We're going to move ahead.
Okay.
February 2023. Was it 22? You got your diagnosis. But by January of 24, so earlier this year, you were working on the other album, right?
Well, actually, I got the diagnosis in January of 23.
Okay.
And I got really, it motivates you. So by summer of 23, I was talking with Beth and we were recording. And the first album was released January of 24.
Oh, wow. And that was Transitions. I'm sorry, Rocker. Yeah,
and
he sure did.
The second album was released in July of this year.
That's really fast.
It is.
Yeah,
but we were all kind of like, how much time do we have? What's the prognosis? And the terminal diagnosis does two things. One, it can be, I chose to take it as something that would really motivate me.
Mm.
And it also creates a little pressure to, what's on your bucket list? What do you really want to get done? Because if my quote used to be, if not now, when? Now it's like, well, it better be now.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure I have a when in me.
Well, and this is interesting because you called that one Transitions. That was your first one. You called it Transitions for a reason because of where you were at that time with your diagnosis.
Right.
But then the second album becomes Amazing.
Yeah.
And what happened then?
Well, it started when I went on vacation to Florida. And that was just so much fun.
Yeah.
It was just a really good vacation. I stayed with friends and I just had a really good time. And I wrote a song about it called Vacation.
Oh, this song is terrific. Yeah, it's coming
And
up.
Then I got thinking about stuff and I thought, I got to put a positive spin on these things. You can't just keep writing about cancer and life's questions and all of that. And I thought, what is one thing that we just don't hear enough? And that's that we're amazing. Mm-hmm. And it was a 2-hour conversation with my son on the phone. And he's like, no, Mom, you're amazing. You are amazing. You have to say it. And I'm like, no, I don't have to say it. I said, you tell me one of the things that makes me amazing is my humility. If I say I'm amazing, I'm not humble anymore. So this is a catch-22. So after 2 hours, I said, okay, fine, I'm amazing. Goodbye, I love you. And I hung up the phone. But I put the word amazing on my song idea list. And I woke up one morning and it was like, we're all amazing. Just going through life and putting one foot in front of the other. We all have histories. We all have pasts. We're all amazing.
Mm.
So I wrote that song, and then it just seemed appropriate to make it the title of the album.
Yeah.
Now, who is on this album? Same players?
Same crew.
Same bat station?
Yeah.
When you got it going on.
Well, when you have rock stars like that, why give them up for anybody else,
Man, no kidding.
Oh, it's a good team. The one person I didn't mention that played on one of the songs on Transitions was Danica E. She played upright bass on one of the songs.
Ooh.
And she was good. I didn't want her to feel slighted because that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned earlier that you're always writing, and that has led to another album that's going to be coming soon.
Well, hopefully not that soon. I mentioned, I said, wouldn't it be cool if we could get three albums out in 1 year?
Oh, my gosh.
And Beth just kind of looked at me and said, you're not Taylor Swift.
I was going to say, it's like quicker than the Beatles.
Okay, we can wait. But, you know, I keep writing and I keep, you know, things just come.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Vacation, the song. Mm-hmm. You said you were in Florida with friends.
Yeah.
Should we just give it a listen? I've heard this song. Now, Jimmy K, this is one of my favorite songs.
All right. Well, let's check it out right now. Live in the Lair, Kathy Couture, Max Inc. Radio.
I know I'm still me, but I don't feel the same. Taking long walks and eating good food, dancing to the blues and feeling so good. Better than a staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation. Walking on the beach with a pocket full of shells, feeling happy, watching the waves swell. A lady walks by and likes my smile. Haven't felt this good in quite a while. Better than a staycation, better than medication, better than get me on a vacation. Sometimes life can bring you down. You gotta pack your stuff and get out of town. You're not running away, 'cause you'll be back. You'll be stronger and wiser after you instead of pines, sand instead of snow. Watching the waves and walking in the wet, all the bad things are easy to forget. Better than a staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation, better than staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation.
Hey Beth, Mai Tais or Pina Coladas?
Pina Coladas all the way.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the Lair with Kathy Couture.
I had to applaud.
I like that song, too.
Isn't that fun?
Vacation, better than medication.
Yes.
That's a great line. I like that a lot. And I agree. I love taking vacations.
Oh yeah. We forget how important it is to get that mental break.
Do you have any plans to go anywhere, any kind of travel at all? Anything else on the bucket list other than music?
I would like to go up to the Duluth area and see Lake Superior again.
Yeah.
And I would love to go to New Orleans, but I want to wait till we're done with hurricane season.
Yeah. If you go to New Orleans, may I recommend Amtrak, the city of New Orleans train from Chicago down to New Orleans.
I have totally thought about that.
Get a roomette and you'll have fun.
Awesome.
He's the guy to talk to about
disclosure,
the Amtrak.
Jimmy works for Amtrak. Kathy, you reached for music to heal, and the music scene reached back with love and support. Tell us about the healing energy you get from the players in the Madison music scene.
Oh, my gosh. It has been so impressive. The generosity of spirit has been phenomenal. The support, It's not a sense of being competitive. I don't ever get the feeling that somebody's trying to push somebody down to make them look better. Mm-hmm. It's just a really amazing group of people. Dana Perry, Cargo Coffee, Red Rooster, Girls Rock, Ladies Rock, you know, just all of that, that vibe is supportive and, you know, collaborative. And, you know, nobody has... I thought in the beginning that people were being kind and liking my music because I had this terminal diagnosis. And they quickly told me that that was BS.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
I made sure I didn't swear. Yes. I was careful.
Yep, that was good too. But I love the line that they told you it was BS.
Yeah. Because it was, you know, I mean, anybody that's in music has a certain level of insecurity because it's such an intensely personal thing mm-hmm. when you put something internal out there. And to be received positively was really powerful.
Well, speaking of personal, you don't get to play out very often
right.
Because of your health. Mm-hmm. But how about this? You are actually going to do a cover show at the Sauk County Nursing Home for your mama's birthday.
The first thing I did after Ladies Rock camp, because my mom is in the nursing home and she can't get out to travel, and she wanted to, well, I want to hear you sing. So I talked to Shondell and said, hey, would you want to do something? She's like, oh, yeah, okay, that'd be cool. You should talk to Dan Kennedy. So I reached out to Dan Kennedy, who I barely knew, and a couple other friends, John Jacobs, Kirk Stone. We got together and we formed a group, and we had two rehearsals. We came up with 15 songs.
Oh, my God.
And we went up to the Sauk County Nursing Home, and we played. And after we got into, like, one song, and they started just pulling people in. And it was a full house, and there was a dog there, and it was just so cool. And people were tapping their toes and singing along. And
again, music.
My mom was front and center, and she was just, oh, yeah.
That's my daughter.
She was loving it. And afterwards, they said, hey, can you come again? And I said, well, I'm not sure because, you know, I don't know what's going on with my health. Because at that time, you know, I was still sitting down. I wasn't standing to sing. And as it turned out, you know, I had a period of partial remission, and now I'm back doing chemo, but I'm feeling up to it. It's her 85th birthday. It just so happened everybody was available on that day. So we're going to go up, and we're going to do an hour set again.
I love that.
Slightly different composition of people. But, you know, we've got a 12-song set list. And we're going to do Vacation and Amazing.
Perfect.
Because, you know, we figured they can handle it.
Yes, I think they can.
Do you play at the Cargo Coffee Jumpstart Jam?
I love the Cargo Coffee Jumpstart Jam.
Okay.
And Dan Kennedy has got a great thing going there. Dana Perry runs sound, and it's amazing. I started out just singing, then I brought my hand drum and started doing a little bit of that, and lately I've been bringing my guitar and trying to learn that skill, so awesome. Got a ways to go yet.
Wonderful. What night is that? Is that Sunday night?
That is second and fourth Sundays from 5 to 7, Cargo Coffee, East Wash.
You do such a good job over at Cargo. Mm-hmm. Let's hear another song here. We're starting to run a little short on time, so let's get this song. We'll talk about it after we hear it. It's Kathy Couture, live in the Lair. Here's her song, Mother Love.
Seem surprised. I look at your face, look in your eyes. I touch your hand, I find memories. But do you still remember me? I had to let go of the past to be with you. I took the steps and talked it through. There's still some work for us to do. And I still thank you. Nothing to say. I had to let go of the past to be with you. We took the steps and talked it through. There's still some work for us to do, and I still need your mother love, and you need me too.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Kathy Ooh. Couture and Mother Love. I was going to ask you what that song was about, but it's about mom. Of course.
It's mm-hmm. it's about mom and what a lot of us are dealing with when our moms are having some issues with memory.
Yeah. And
we get that.
Yes, for mm-hmm. sure. All right. emotional. Indy 45 is coming up at 10 o'clock and Rob Roberts at 11. Make sure you get the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com, rocker.
All right, Jimmy. Gosh, we're coming up here on the end now. You I said know. You don't have a face, a website, but we can find you on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And we have to look for Kathy Couture, but we have to spell your name backwards, right? Right. That was that little thing you were alluding to before, right?
Yeah.
Facebook they wouldn't won't let you change
it back.
So let's see. Your name is spelled Couture.
So E-R-U-T-U-R-E. UOC.
I just thought you had a fancy last name when I found you.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's crazy. All right. We have time for this last song, though, and I'm looking forward to this one. It's the title track of your latest album, Amazing. So tell us about this song.
Oh, you know, it's just something we just need to hear it. We don't tell each other and we don't tell ourselves enough that we're amazing. Yeah. And we should.
What is going to be coming up in the future for you?
Oh, I don't know. I'd like to get a third album out. I'd like to be able to schedule maybe some more opportunities to play. I'd like my health to hold steady so I can do that.
Well, you are amazing.
You are amazing.
Yeah. We are so happy that you were able to come in and hang with us.
I am so grateful for this opportunity. You guys have been incredible.
You're fun. Let's check out this song.
Yeah. Let's
do it. It's amazing. It's going to rock. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
You're fun, too.
So much to pull you down to make you feel sad. Why is it so easy to believe all the bad? If someone talked to you, you'd punch him in the throat, you'd kick below the belt. In case no one's told you, you are amazing. Look at all the things you do, you are amazing. Think of all that you've been through, you are amazing.
talk about some self-confidence right there and sharing it with others. Amazing, Kathy Couture. It is wonderful to meet you tonight. And normally I get to hear our preview songs before we go on the air, but I did not tonight. And I'm so glad I did because it was a pleasant surprise hearing your music tonight. And thank you for sharing your story with us.
Yes. Thank you for having me here. This has been phenomenal.
We just are great. Could make it. Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. Rocker, Live in the Lair, what's coming up in the future? Who's
Jimmy,
coming in?
Let's see. On the 19th, we have Alex White and friends. You may remember Alex White from the Pine Travelers. He'll be in with his buddies, and we'll hear some good music. 2nd of November, Black Willow Starling. They're from Milwaukee, and that's some Celtic music. Dogtown Hollow, they're going to be here November 9th. Dogtown Hollow. Then the 16th of November, Bing Bong.
Yeah.
You know, Pam is the owner of the Harmony.
Harmony Bar
and we'll have her band Bing Bong in here.
What date is that?
So
The 16th of November.
Man, we should do that show. We should do that at the High Noon.
Oh.
At the Harmony, mean Jimmy?
At the Harmony, yeah. Excuse me.
And then on December 7th, Sarah the Red. And that's what we got booked. Hey, you know, remember, if your band or you are a singer-songwriter would like to perform right here live in the studio every Saturday night, we're going to start booking up more dates coming up here in December. We have to fill some January. So send
I've got some more for you, too.
Send an email. Yep. music@civicmedia.us. You can also, of course, send your MP3s there that we can consider for on-air playback. And go to the website, civicmedia.us. or maxincradio.com to hear the podcast.
Like Terry's quote says, she wants to make your story.
Yeah.
Right. Did I say that right, Terry?
Sort of.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
You know, you made it your own quote now.
Yeah,
there you go.
Let's hear Shane Christopher Neal's coming up with Indie 45 Show. Original local music from Ontario, Canada. You don't want to miss that. Rob Roberts at 11 o'clock with After Hours. Fun to do radio with you all. Have a great night. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Good
we are
night,
local music.
Everybody.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was backbreaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment, too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.